are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. Is there anything better than cracking open a cold beer and listening to your favorite podcasts? No, sir, and I'm here to tell you that the beer you should be cracking is one from our new sponsor, Circle Brewing, located in Austin, Texas at 2340 West Breaker Lane, Suite B. You can have a frosty one in their fabulous tap room where lots of seasonal specials await you, or you can get lots of their treats in the bottle or can at your local craft beer retailer. Try their award-winning Alibi Blonde or their diabolically rich Devil Knight Barrel Age Stout. They have so many solid choices, and they are the official sponsor of OneOfUs.net. Support Circle Brewing and support us, and we really need your support. There is no site without subscribers, and that depends on you. Please think about becoming a subscriber, because we cannot do this without you. The four different subscription tiers are there to give different flavors of bonus content, but we absolutely need your help, whether you sign up to give $2, $5, $10, or $25 a month. Don't be one of those people who loves something but won't lift a finger to keep it around. Help one of us and keep those podcasts coming.
So, I'm really excited. We get to do some straight-to-DVD animated sequels. Aladdin, King of Thieves. That's going to be great.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah,
fabulous.
Because I love Return of Jafar, so we can see what...
Yeah, but I don't get it. I thought I heard that Michael Caine's going to replace Robin Williams. What's going on here, huh?
Yeah, totally. I wish I'd
seen
that
movie. Your
wife
never had a friend like me.
Well, he's still with us, so...
Oh, I know.
Oh, that's too soon. Too soon.
No, it's always going to be too soon for that one.
It kind of is too soon. I was actually watching Robin Williams, one of his last movies recently. It was a Christmas movie with Joel McHale. I had to turn it off.
Oh, that one where he was like the fucking dog or something?
No. It was Joe McHale. It was called The Merry Friggin' Christmas.
Robin Williams was the talking dog in that one, wasn't he?
No, he was. That was Absolutely Anything with Simon Pegg.
Oh, right. That was a different one.
Yeah, sorry. Turned that one off, too.
My kid was watching. We were watching Good Will Hunting, and I was like, oh.
I know.
Yes, but we're not talking about Robin Williams' this review. We're talking about The King of Thieves with Mako Kine.
Yes.
Because even the title is like a dick measuring contest between them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
The King of Thieves, yep.
For the people who don't know, we had a review for this and it got totally lost. So we're going to do a second review to talk about this.
I'm even more irritated at this movie now.
Yeah, so
you have to spend more time with it now.
Okay, well, so I did not see this movie fully, even though I feel like I've seen it now because of the last review we did. But Laura, tell us, what is this movie about?
So this is a seemingly heist movie based on a true story about some old guys. Apparently it happened recently, but I think I've blocked out when it happened, but I think very recent, past 10, 15 years maybe.
A little earlier than that.
Is it 2000s?
Well, one of them was released in like 2018.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so maybe late 90s. And I can't even tell with the costumes, what they're, with wardrobe.
Nondescript.
Nondescript, so sometime recent. And old guys, Michael Caine plays a guy whose wife has recently died or recently dies, and he had sworn off drinking and thieving, and apparently decides just to randomly start doing it again at her funeral when the guys all show up at the funeral, and they decide to do it like this really huge bank robbery.
Nice. Help
with a young guy who randomly shows up, and I don't understand his relationship with them.
Yeah, he's like, sort of the ghost, but I don't know. We never really figure out the tie to... He has Michael Caine. He knows Michael Caine from somewhere, and this guy's played by Charlie Cox.
Who's the best part of this movie?
What's up? Sorry?
He's like the best part of the movie.
He is. Only because, he's really also the only one that's not fully an asshole in this movie. This movie's loaded with assholes, folks.
How could it not be? It's full of all these great classic a-hole actors like Michael Gambon, Ray Winston, Courtney. Jim
and Michael Gambon doesn't really even play an asshole.
Oh, really?
He really doesn't.
He's not an asshole.
But he's
sort of there. He's like not all there.
The reason he's not an asshole is because he's not all there. He's not with enough to actually be an asshole in this movie. Like Broadbent, who is the biggest asshole in this movie?
Oh my god, yeah.
I always associate him to being like kind of the cuddly characters, but
oh yeah, he is not. He's a great asshole though.
He's not like he's not the MC from Moulin Rouge this time around. No.
He's not the German dude from Paddington.
No, no. Gosh.
Or the sweet and cuddly guy from Harry Potter.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Now we're thinking about better movies.
No. Yeah, we are.
See, we just keep getting stuck. But yeah, no. So that's what it is. And I think it's basically, I feel like it was not the movie that I thought it was going to be. So that makes me not like it so much. But I try to look above that. I try to experience a movie and take it for what it is, not what its marketing is. But this should have been a lot more humorous than it was. It should have been a lot better heist movie. And it just,
and it's got humor. It's got humor in it, and but the marketing does lead you down this sort of garden path where you think you are going to watch like this happy-go-lucky comedy of these octogenarians trying to relive their glory days, and it is that in a sense, but it is just so. I mean, the comedy is just one joke, and it's that one joke played over and over again. Look how old we are. Look how old we've gotten. Look how much harder it is now for me to do this, and look how I mean, there's a reference to eBay it being like a new thing.
eBay's not that new anymore.
No, it's not. I mean, gosh. I mean, he's talking about eBay the way I felt about eBay in 2000. I mean, it's just like.
Well, because it's interesting because this seems to be Michael Caine's thing now. Ever since Going in Style, it's like, old thieves. That's just kind of his trope, it seems.
Yeah. And, and he's got some. He is, to be fair, he's still got it. You know, there are times when he is more sort of, because this isn't one of those movies where, like, the heist happens early on, and then the rest of it is about this cat and mouse shifting of alliances, who can you trust, who you cannot really trust. And there are moments when he is very sort of like, when he has to stand up to his fellow bank robbers and just, you know, say F you, essentially. And he is quite good. He does bring it there. And, I mean, no one's really bad in this.
No, and the actors are all, like, really strong actors.
Yeah, it's just that they're given assholes to play, and there's no reason for you to want to spend time with any of these guys. You know, there's really no
reason. Yeah, there's no reason to spend any time at all with this movie.
Well, so like even on like a filmmaking quality, like would you say it's even decently put together in that kind of sense? Or
it's all right. I mean, I don't know. I wonder about the editing. Maybe it could have helped the story, or maybe it was a script. I don't know where the problems were.
I thought it was edited okay enough. Given like what little action there is, my favorite sequence is actually the Charlie Cox character's exit, which is sort of cut together with something else going on there that's seemingly unrelated, but it's sort of related, and I think it's just handled with a nice quiet sort of panache and flair, and so it has those moments, but there's so few and far between. Beyond that, you're just watching these guys who are essentially assholes because they're bitter about the fact that they're older and their glory days are behind them. And, they can't do this as easily anymore. That's just fun to watch. It's so much fun to watch, and it's always really depressing. It's just thinking, gosh, am I going to be clutching at what I used to do really well and thinking I still can do it really well when I'm that age?
Right. It just doesn't work out. But you know, one thing that I did like was the fact that they did little flashbacks to scenes from The Italian Job. You know, a much better heist movie that Michael Caine was in, and you got to see some, flashbacks, black and white, of the other guys, old guys, young, and
That's a little bit of the flair at the very end. They do have really cool exits, and I think thinking about it a little bit more, it's the kind of exits I'm glad that they were given, because it does sort of speak to the legacy of them as actors and as them as their characters. And for a little film geek like me, it's also sort of like candy, you know, to see something like that cut together. You're grading on a curve with this movie all the way through. Anything that you're praising about this movie, I really feel like you can't help but overpraise because the rest of it's so dire.
Like you said, it's just kind of a slog to sit through.
It was. My mind was wandering. I kept looking around. I'm like, God, I have to finish this.
Well, that's the problem. I feel like James Marsh is kind of in this rut, the director, where it's like, he really wants to do these true life stories. He wants to do, like, he either does, like, super sweet or really, really, like, slow. Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain because Theory of Everything is one thing, but then I saw his last movie, The Mercy, and I reviewed it for the show, and that one's like, it's very like sugary sweet, but it's also like really dour at weird
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like, isn't it romantic the way that this guy risked his life for really stupid reasons? It's like,
I mean, it could be the way that he just interpreted the material. Thinking back to what we just reviewed before, Stand Off at Sparrow Creek, mm-hmm. which has a lot of the similar elements, but is much more dynamic and much mm-hmm. more intriguing than this film was. And I just think it's the way he, I don't know, I guess, because it is based on a true story. He was so overly cautious about how he presented it.
And playing it too safe.
I can see that.
Yeah, because I mean, it's an interesting story, even just reading the synopsis. They got away with £200 million in jewelry. That's amazing.
Take that, kids.
Whippersnappers. Try to keep up.
In my day, we could rob a bank like this.
All right, but arguably, they did need to. Yeah, they did need Chris Cox's character to balance it out with
Charlie
the technological
Cox.
Stuff.
Chris
Cox is in this movie.
Chris Cox would have loved to be in this movie.
Anything. He's never robbed anything in his life.
I know.
He's not a criminal.
Although now I want to see that. God. I want to see a movie with Chris in this.
Oh my God. Yes, that'd be hilarious.
Him and some of our crew trying to rob a bank.
Trying to do a heist. Like, see, yeah. I think we have our next movie.
We got
movie.
Johnny Neal. We got Chris. We got Martin. We can assemble our own old man heist movie.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That would be
throw Marco in there.
Oh my God, he would just be yelling at everybody.
I can't wait. We got the one of us King of Thieves redo to make here. But
oh man, I'm thinking about it now. It's gonna be amazing.
He's playing. You can listen to Marco just like laying out the entire like plan for everybody, detail by detail.
And it was like, okay, the heist is like in 5 minutes, Marco. We gotta get going.
Oh, it's perfect.
But anyway,
I would watch that over this.
Same here.
But yeah.
All right. Well, who would like to start with a final thought then?
I'll go ahead and do it. You know, this is a very sort of this story that got a lot of notoriety, obviously because it's so unusual, and it was a really like long Vanity Fair article. I believe it's Vanity Fair, but I think it hit me like midway through. At some point, it hit me that I think I would watch this as a documentary because it's such a the story is so audacious, and it's just like the balls on these guys at their age. You know, one of them has like diabetes, another guy has memory loss, another one their lookout wears a fucking hearing aid. I mean, it's just I think it's such a larger than life story that it would be it is a very compelling like tale. It's a case of somebody thinking that every true story could lend itself to being a narrative feature, and this proves that it doesn't. You know, there's not really any characters that are worth investing in and that are that interesting, but the story itself is, and that's where this film gets sort of stuck. So it, you know, probably a really good documentary, just really like subpar film with a bunch of really good actors who are still really willing and can turn in good work. So I gotta give this 6.5 out of 10 really cool exits with younger selves.
Yeah, it seems really high based on everything you just said.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty high. I also did not care for this movie. I really wish it had piqued my interest more. It's so hard to make a good movie, I think. There's so many different elements, but a lot of people do it. So I don't know what happened here because it has all the elements. But I'd love to see a documentary of this because it seems just audacious and crazy that they did it. So, the story didn't hold together for me. I didn't care at all. I had no vested interest in any of the characters. In fact, they just started to annoy me like, oh, again, really? And the heist just... You know, some guys will, you know, basically decide to rob a bank and they do it and then they get away with some stuff and then they bitch at each other and then it's over. It's like, what happened here? There's no character arc. I was disappointed. But that being said, there were some moments of humor every once in a while. And so that's all for that. That's all I have to say.
So what is your rating, I guess?
So yeah, my rating is a bunch of guys walk into a funeral and die. That's my rating.
Wow.
That is the best terrible joke. A bunch of guys watch the movie roll and then die.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura.
I know.
Wow. Maybe that was certainly Laura is not a thing that we get every now and then. So.
No.
I know. I'm so positive and peppy all the time.
Woo! Literally prefer death to this movie. Okay.